Hi, this is Bob Decker, a volunteer reader with Sun Sounds of Arizona, with this week's Listener Beware. This week I'll be reading articles from AARP and Reader's Digest. Rising medical costs are a concern for everyone. Although shopping for lower-cost health care often isn't an option when we need it, knowing which services could drive up your bill can help to trim our expenses. Our first article from AARP discuss how you might avoid some unnecessary costs. Shocker medical bills and how to avoid them. Get health care that doesn't cost an arm and a leg. From Sari Harar in AARP. Last fall, Karen Miller drove herself to a freestanding emergency center near Chattanooga, Tennessee. She had mistakenly taken an extra dose of her blood pressure medication, and she was worried. They told me I needed to be under observation for the next 12 hours and transported me to a nearby hospital by ambulance, says Miller, 62, a retired pediatrician. Although Miller's blood pressure had fallen low, she was fine. But her bill wasn't. The two-mile ride cost $3,618. My jaw dropped, she says. I thought it was a mistake. An out-of-network ambulance had taken her to a hospital, and her health care insurance covered only her plan's in-network fee, $266. She was on the hook for the rest, all $3,352 of it. Unexpected medical bills like Miller's are straining the budgets of Americans, say researchers and consumer advocates. These charges help to explain why 13% of Americans ages 50 to 64 and 7% of Americans 65 years plus carry medical debt, according to a recent AARP report. And they can be harmful to your health, not just your wallet. Fear of high out-of-pocket costs prompted 35% of adults ages 50 to 64 and 17% ages 65 and older to skip or postpone health care, the nonprofit research group FFF found recently. It's very difficult for people to know in advance what their health care insurance covers, what the price of care will be, and what the responsibility for that bill will be, says Patricia Kilmer, Senior Director for Healthcare Campaigns at the nonprofit advocacy group PIRG. Here's what to know about five pricey medical charges that can catch you off guard and how to protect yourself against them. Surprise ambulance bills. The No Surprises Act of 2020 protects patients from sky-high out-of-network charges for emergency care and for most non-emergency care at in-network hospitals. But one set of expenses isn't included: emergency ground ambulance transportation to a hospital and non-emergency transport from one medical facility to another. As a result, hundreds of thousands of commercially insured Americans may be ending up with big ambulance bills each year. On average, you could pay $734 for a private sector transport, according to a 2023 health affairs study. Kilmer has seen bills as high as $10,000. What you can do. First, verify that your ambulance bill reflects any payments from your insurer. If it doesn't, tell the ambulance company to submit it for payment. After your insurer has made its payment, get an itemized bill from the ambulance service and look for errors. For a large in-between facility bill, ask the emergency room for a letter indicating the medical need for the ambulance. Then ask your health plan to cover more, a tactic Kilmer says might work. Also, the ambulance service may give a cash discount, agree to a lower fee, or offer a payment plan. Miller, for example, got her charge cut to $1,200. Which she's paying off at $50 a month. Don't ignore a bill. It could end up with a collection agency or even in court, Kilmer says. 24 states have laws addressing surprise ambulance bills, but protections vary by state. For example, not all cover non-emergency transport, and these laws only apply to state-regulated plans, explains Jack Hoadley, research professor emeritus at the McCourt School of Public Policy at Georgetown University. Your insurer or employer should know whether your plan is state-regulated. You're in no position to ask for an in-network ambulance in an emergency. but you should request one, if available, for non-emergency transport, Kelmar says. Big bills on high-deductible health plans. 42% of Americans with private health insurance are in high-deductible health plans, or HDHPs, requiring them to pay full price for most health care until they meet large annual deductibles. For an HDHP, the annual deductible is at least $1,700 for an individual, or $3,400 for a family. Even people on Medicare face large deductibles that can lead to big bills, including a $1,736 deductible for a stay in a hospital or skilled nursing facility, coming more than 60 days after a prior stay. Although high deductibles generally mean lower monthly premiums, they can also expose you to sudden wallet-emptying medical expenses. When you get a bill with a high deductible plan, it can be large, such as $250 for a doctor visit instead of a $40 copay, says Risha Gadwani, an associate professor in the University of Colorado Department of Medicine's Division of Healthcare Policy and Research. A medical crisis, like a cancer diagnosis or injury, could generate thousands of dollars in sudden bills for tests and treatment plans before hitting a deductible. High deductibles can cause people to skimp on needed care, Gidwani says. In a 2024 JAMA Network open study of people with diabetes, for example, people with HDHPs were 15% more likely to have a stroke, 35% more likely to be hospitalized for heart failure, and more than twice as likely to go blind or have end-stage kidney disease. What you can do. Some HDHPs come with a health savings account that lets you save, tax-free, to cover medical bills. Some employers contribute to these accounts, too. You can also take advantage of free wellness visits and health screenings, which many people enrolled in HDHPs skip. Facility fees. As more doctors' practices are absorbed into hospital systems, more patients are billed for facility fees by primary care doctors and specialists, the Healthcare Cost Institute reported in 2025. In many cases, the bill comes weeks or months after your visit, so it's hard to budget for, says John Hargraves, HCCI Managing Director for Data Strategy and Analytics. We're starting to see facility fees charged to patients who are in doctor's offices miles away from a hospital, getting a regular checkup or an allergy shot, or even having a telehealth visit from home, says Kelmar. Those fees can range from $50 to thousands of dollars, she adds. They may not be covered all or in part by insurance. Medicare enrollees may have to pay a portion of a facility fee, too. A 2025 PIRG report, however, found no evidence that charging hospital fees for an outpatient care improved patient outcomes. What you can do. Before a medical visit, call the office to ask whether there's a facility fee and how much there is, Kelmar suggests. If they don't know, ask if a hospital owns the practice and check with the hospital's billing department. In some cases, health systems are required to post a notice about the fees, she says. Unpredictable hospital costs. Insurer-negotiated rates for hospital procedures are rising faster than inflation. They also vary among health plans and among hospitals in the same plan. In 2025, for example, the Congressional Research Service noted that insurers' rates for major knee or hip replacements with complications varied from $19,599 to $102,369 across different Dallas hospitals. If you have to pay 20% coinsurance for a procedure, a $10,000 difference between what Hospital A and Hospital B charges could mean paying more than $2,000, says Yang Wang, an assistant research professor at the Johns Hopkins Bloomberg School of Public Health. What you can do. A higher hospital bill doesn't mean better care. Check prices on hospitals' websites, but although hospitals are required by law to post them, not all do. If a hospital doesn't show prices online, call the billing office. And consider paying cash. A 2023 study of 70 hospital procedures across the U.S., Wang and the team found that hospitals' cash prices for procedures were less than or equal to their median insurance negotiated rates nearly half the time. Thus, patients with an HDHP who were unlikely to meet their deductible might save money by not going through their insurer and by paying the cash price instead. Expensive tests. Lab work and imaging tests can be far costlier in a hospital outpatient center than an independent test site. But patients are often unaware of the affordable alternatives or feel obligated to use a hospital facility. A 2024 HCCI report found that for a general health panel, the median hospital price was $129, compared with $31 at a physician's office. Imaging rates can also vary widely. A 2021 study in the Journal of Health Economics found that the average patient's out-of-pocket cost for a lower leg MRI was $307. If patients went to the lowest price provider within an hour's drive, their cost would be, on average, $171. What you can do. Check online hospital price lists. See if your insurer has price estimates, and try calling independent lab test and imaging centers. Ask your doctor whether there's a good reason to get a test at a hospital facility rather than at a lower price center. Asking about the potential cost of care when it's recommended, not afterwards, when you get the bill, is one of the few things patients can do to avoid unexpected medical bills, Hargrave says. It may feel awkward, but it's worth it. During the summer months, our air conditioning systems get a major workout. Although we can't change the weather and might not want to if we could, there are some steps you can take to prolong the life of your AC system. Our next article from Reader's Digest provides some suggestions. From Reader's Digest, 11 Ways You're Shortening the Life of Your Air Conditioner by Lucy Turkel, updated on January 25th, 2024. As temperatures rise, you're going to want to read up on these tips to keep your air conditioning cool without blowing a gasket, literally. 1. TGFAC. Thank God for air conditioning. In the dog days of summer, the days are hot, the nights are humid, and the weather can be a little unpredictable, to say the least. There's only one thing that can combat that nasty heat of the dog days, to which we say TGFAC. Thank God for air conditioning. But be careful, there are many seemingly harmless actions and oversights that can actually end up shortening the life of your air conditioner. And with the dog day weather in full swing, a broken or run-down AC is something none of us can afford. Let's read up on the 10 air conditioning mistakes you can't afford to make. Forgetting to change the filter. Forgetting or neglecting to change the filter in your AC unit was a mistake quoted by most HVAC experts. Evbag Baraka, blogger at homerepairninja.com, explains, all the junk and gunk that gets built up inside makes your capacitor have to work harder. The harder the AC works, the faster it'll burn out. Mark Dawson, chief operating officer at 1 Hour Heating and Air Conditioning, agrees. He notes that you should be changing your filter every 1 to 3 months per the manufacturer's instructions, and sometimes even more often if living with pets or a smoker. Not only will regularly changing the filter help your AC live longer, but it will also make the air that blows out cooler and stronger. A win-win. And once you learn the unfortunately disgusting reason for your air conditioning spelling bad, you may end up wanting to push up the date of your filter change. Hiding your HVA system. We've all seen it before, possibly even in our own side or backyard. An outdoor system hidden behind some trees or other shrubbery so that it doesn't look like such an eyesore. While this may seem like a good landscaping solution, it ends up becoming a major HVAC problem. Surrounding the AC system with plants or shrubs could block proper ventilation and clog the system, which results in more wear and tear. Always make sure there's plenty of open space, explains Dawson. In fact, Dakota Hendrickson of Filty says there should be at least 12 inches of space around your outdoor unit in every direction. So don't be overbearing. Give your unit some space and you can come off as cool, literally. Overusage. Raise your hand if you've ever left your air conditioning on, even though you've left the house. My hand's raised, and I think yours may be too. While this may seem smart, and you'll be coming back home to a cool house, it can end up causing a strain on your unit. Albert Lee, the founder of Home Living Labs, recommends using a programmable timer to combat this issue. Most air conditioners now have a programmable timer, and users can set it to turn on before they return home. Some newer models even have remote access that can be switched on via Wi-Fi using the mobile phone. There's simply no reason to leave the air conditioner on while you're away now, he explains. And in case the worst happens and your AC breaks down, fear not. Placing appliances near the thermostat. The AC is meant to cool down the naturally occurring hot temperatures of the summer. But what happens when the system picks up on unnatural heat? As you may already be able to guess, the answer involves higher prices and lower productivity rates. Make sure that no lamps, TVs, or other heat-emitting appliances are too close to the thermostat. Your thermostat can register the rise in temperature and respond accordingly, leading to higher bills in the summer and a colder home in the winter, says Dawson. No one wants higher bills. Skipping duct cleaning. Changing out the filter isn't the only regular maintenance your AC needs in order for it to live longer. Dust and other allergens can easily build up in the ducts of the AC, which may end up obstructing the airflow from your unit. Professional duct cleaning lets technicians reach deep into your ductwork with special vacuums and spray gentle disinfectants that can help your ducts stay clean for months to come, says Dawson. Anthony Pereira, the founder and CEO of AirPros USA, agrees on the importance of having ducts cleaned professionally at least once a year. Pereira also suggests that you use a damp cloth to wipe off the ducts every so often. This simple AC maintenance tip not only keeps your home looking cleaner, but it also helps prevent dust from being spread throughout the home again through your air conditioning system, he says. Overdue servicing and maintenance. We may hate to admit it, but we can't do everything on our own. This sentiment clearly applies to maintaining our air conditioning. It's important to get an expert to service your system occasionally to make sure everything's in good working order. There are a few small electronic parts, such as a capacitor, on an AC system that may need to be prematurely replaced during its lifetime. But even if those parts are allowed to completely fail, they can cause more damage to other, more expensive parts from the unit. Having an AC serviced by a licensed technician once every few years can help prevent that from happening, Bradley Stroot, an HVAC technician from Bloomington, Indiana, explains. Jeremy Adams, a general manager of Airbusters Heating and Cooling Service, suggests scheduling an inspection and a routine maintenance every 6 months for the spring and fall seasons. Installing and conserving an HVA system is one of the 31 home improvements that'll double the value of your home. Installing an HVAC that's too big. This is one case where bigger doesn't necessarily equal better. Although a bigger air conditioner may initially cool off the space more quickly, the method will actually end up backfiring. When an air conditioner cools a room too quickly, it will cycle on and off more frequently. This can put much more wear and tear on a system compared to one that's appropriately sized, says Dawson. Plus, you'll spend more on maintenance and repairs. So it seems like installing a larger unit ends up being the opposite of bang for your buck. Kicking up the temperature. It can be extremely tempting to slowly but surely move the thermostat lower and lower during the hottest of days. But at a certain point, this will end up doing more harm than good. Setting your thermostat too low during the summer can actually end up shortening the life of your AC. If it's 90 degrees outside and you're setting your thermostat to 65, the unit's pretty much never going to catch up. If it does, it's only going to shut off for a minute here and there, says Adams. The standard rule of thumb is not to set the thermostat any more than 20 degrees lower than the temperature outside. not taking it slow. It's also important to moderate the temperature of air conditioning when it's your first time using the unit for the season. When you first turn on your heat or air conditioning for the season, it has a pretty big job ahead of it. It takes some time to completely heat or cool a home, explains Craig Russell, founder of the English Contractor. The English Contractor team recommends setting your system a few degrees lower for heat or higher for air conditioning, depending on the season, so it doesn't have to work that hard out of the gate. There's no reason to overtax a system that's been sitting dormant for a few months. Give your AC time and space and temperature it needs to succeed. Neglecting to clean. Yep, another cleaning tip. Haven't you been noticing the trend? But in order to get the most out of your AC, not just the inside duct and filters have to be sparkling. The outside of your unit should be pretty clean too. This isn't just to make it look pretty, but rather to increase its productivity and lifespan. It's especially easy for that outdoor unit, the one no longer covered by the shrubbery, to get clogged. As the unit is outside, it's easy for debris and foliage to clog up the exterior of the unit, which can make it more difficult for the fan to work properly and heat to escape the unit, Perra explains. He also notes that vines can grow on the unit, making it more difficult for the system to expel heat. And even if your unit doesn't have an outdoor component, it's important to clean off any dirt and dust from the blades, compressors, or other interior parts. Not investing in an energy-efficient unit. Think of your air conditioner like your car. Wouldn't you want a vehicle that got the best gas mileage? The same idea applies to your AC unit. In the long run, an energy-efficient air conditioner will end up saving you money, as well as lengthening the amount of time you can hold onto a single unit. You can save an average of up to $576 on energy costs each year by upgrading to a more energy-efficient HVA system, explains Clint Robertson and Luke Caldwell of Boise Boys, an HGTV design duo, and American Standard Heating and Air Conditioning Partners. Focus on efficiency, Energy Star appliances, and wellness-focused changes, air purification, through the introduction of HVAC technology. It provides more control over the comfort system and makes it a tool to remove airborne pollutants from your home. About the author, Lucy Turkel is a cultural journalist, a researcher, and a digital producer specializing in social justice, history, and lifestyle pieces. Her work has appeared in Reader's Digest, Phi Beta Kappa Honor Society's Key Reporter Journal, the University of Connecticut Daily Campus, and UConn Communications. Perhaps no recent kitchen invention has affected our food preparation more than the microwave oven. While these miracle appliances can speed up getting a hot meal, are you missing out on getting the best food quality every time? Our next article from Reader's Digest discusses how you might get more from this appliance. Reader's Digest, if you're not using this microwave button, you need to start. By Alyssa Seiberts, updated on October 22, 2024. When it was invented, the microwave oven was a total game changer in the kitchen. Yet over time, scores of home cooks have delegated the appliance to reheating duties alone, where it has the potential to be so much more. One reason people are hesitant to use a microwave to its fullest extent is that they aren't fully comfortable with all the features. And at the top of this list is the power level button, though the popcorn button gets an honorable mention. Think of adjusting your microwave's power level similarly to adjusting the heat on your stove or your oven, says Steph Chen, CEO and founder of the microwave cookware company Any Day. You wouldn't cook everything under your broiler or on high heat on your stove. Same thing goes for the microwave. What is the power level button? Just like the knobs on your stove allow you to adjust the heat beneath your pots and pans, the power level button adjusts the temperature at which food cooks in your microwave. All microwaves default to cooking at full power, or level 10. However, the power level button enables you to cook certain foods more gently, explains Chen. For most standard microwaves, the power level function actually pauses the microwaves for short periods of time to allow the food to cook at a slower rate. You can even hear the microwave's magnetron switch on and off if you listen closely. So here's how this works. During this off period, the residual heat that's generated in your food from the full power cooking continues cooking your food without the more intense direct microwave heat, says Chen. This means that when you set your microwave power to level 5 or 50% power, there are waves bouncing around inside only 50% of the time, allowing the food to cook more gently. She adds that microwaves can use inverter technology, are the exception to the rule. Why should you bother with a power level button? Most people think of food that's cooked in the microwave all coming out the same. But if you use the power level button, that won't be the case. The primary benefits of cooking on low power is that food is cooked more gently, often resulting in better textures, and cook times are more forgiving, Chen says. It's harder to overcook. That's a boon whether you're whipping up a fast batch of microwave poached eggs, a bowl of oatmeal, or a sweet cup of hot cocoa. Using the power level button also cuts down on bubbled over food, making cleaning your microwave easier. Certain foods, like grains and eggs, need a gentler heat to achieve the texture you want and avoid overflowing or burning, adds Chen. How do you use the power button? Instead of selecting a specific temperature or heat range, such as low, medium, or high, adjusting the power level on a microwave is usually a matter of selecting a numerical power level from 1 to 10 or a percentage of full power, such as 50%. All microwaves are slightly different, so your best bet is to check your manual to figure out how to adjust the power level. Well, that's about all the time that we have for this week. This has been Bob Decker with Sun Sounds of Arizona's Listener Beware. Thanks for listening. A reminder that if you miss a program, you can get it on demand. You can also take Sun Sounds with you on our stream, on demand, or in the Sun Sounds app on your smartphone or home device.